We've been telling you about next week is going to be Termite Awareness Week. And that's where we kind of want to get you ramped up on some of the information out there. You know, we all, anytime we're thinking of something, we go online, we look on all kinds of articles. Well, if you've done that a lot, you realize that there's a lot of different opinions out there. That's why we wanted to go to a source that we can really rely on getting a lot of this information to you. And joining us right now is Dr. Jim Fredericks, who's with the National Pest Management Association. Dr. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, of course, I live in Mobile, Alabama, and I know a lot about termites. But as I travel across the country, I realize it's not just a southeastern thing anymore. Give us a quick overview of the termite situation in America right now.
Sure. Well, termites are found in just about every state, Alaska being the exception. Occasionally, we'll find some termites there, but otherwise, termites can be found just about anywhere. And this is a pest that causes more than $5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in damage in the U.S.
Wow.
Each year.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, and I see it, and we were speaking earlier, and Joe Truini, my co-host, was talking about a lot of times when you discover you have termites, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes there, because they don't show up a lot of times. They're doing their work behind the scenes, and can cause a heck of a lot of damage.
They sure do. We often call termites the silent destroyers because they're hidden. You know, most of the wood in a home is hidden behind drywall, underneath carpets, flooring,
right,
that sort of thing. And so they're difficult to spot.
What, Dr. Jim, what's the latest defense people are taking besides the chemicals or poisons or sprays or anything like that, the bait stations we've heard about, but from the building aspect, there are termite shields, I know, that they used to put and maybe still do on top of the foundation to kind of block the termites from crawling up. But as far as the construction of homes themselves, what do you recommend? Is it basically stay away from wood at the bottom, the lower foot or two of a house? I mean, what's changed in the building industry?
Yeah, it's awfully hard to stay away from wood, right?
What we do
say is be careful to avoid any soil to wood contact, because that is definitely attractive to termites. Things like termite shields are a little bit of a misnomer because they don't necessarily shield you from termites. They just make termites more visible as they tunnel up and over that metal sheeting. Early detection is really the key, and having a professional inspect the home regularly is probably some of my best advice.
Regularly is at least once a year?
I think once a year is appropriate for most parts of the country. Certainly in some of the more northern parts of the country where termite pressure is a little bit lower than in Alabama or in Florida or the southeast, you can get away with less frequent, but once a year is a good rule of thumb.
Boy, I'll tell you, over the last few years, the subterranean termites is something that we're hearing so much about. What has changed, and how are they different than the termites of old?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there's close to 50 different termite species in the United States, but only a handful of those cause damage in structures. The subterranean termites are the most prevalent, and honestly, they do the most damage. These are termites that live in the soil, so they're subterranean. And they build mud shelter tubes up to their food source, which oftentimes is in homes.
And then, of course, the Formosan termites, we're hearing a lot about them. Do they have different habits as far as needing water or the type of things that maybe make those a little harder to control?
Well, when it comes to Formosan termites are actually a kind of subterranean termite.
Okay.
They just happen to be an exotic, invasive termite that's not native to the United States. They're different from our native termites in that their colonies are much larger, and they have, and as a result, have a more voracious appetite. And so they can do damage more quickly than our subterranean termites. And so the treatment methods are similar. But we definitely need to be on the lookout for Formosan termites, particularly in the southeastern parts of the United States, the warmer zones, certainly in Hawaii as well.
Hey, we're talking about termites with Dr. Jim Fredericks, and he's with the National Pest Management Association, and a lot of things that that people worry about and are concerned about pertaining to termites.
And Dr. Jim, another question I often wondered about now is, will dry wood attract termites as much as wet wood, or are they looking for moisture and wood?
Well, they like moisture. And that can be attractive. So when we think about moisture, the most, you know, certainly repairing leaks or other moisture in a home is good practice, whether it's right. termites or just, you know, longevity of that structure. But also good drainage outside, because they'll prefer to be in moist wood and will also often follow these areas or be more prevalent in areas where there's moisture in the soil.
Oh, okay.
Now there are some species that are referred to as drywood termites. And they don't require moisture at all, and so will feed on perfectly dry wood. In fact, they don't need a connection with the soil, and oftentimes that is the treatment method we see there are fumigations where a house is completely tented.
Right, right.
Boy, wow. some great information you're sharing with us right now. And also we'll mention that Dr. Jim will be joining me for a podcast, a Today's Homeowner Special Edition podcast that we will have available on todayshomeowner.com/termite week next week. Dr. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. I know we'll have additional questions for you in the future. So thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I appreciate that. I'll tell you, Joe.
That's really interesting.
Really, really interesting. And the thing about it, it's just like you hear about knowledge is power. Once you understand about termites and you understand it, it's not as mysterious. That's one of the things we try to do here on Today's Homeowner. Take the mystery out of homeownership and some of the things we have to deal with. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Stay with us.